Power Outage Preparedness for City Dwellers by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024 IQ Self LLC. All rights reserved. Understanding SHTF scenarios. In the world of urban survival, the term SHTF stands for shit hits the fan, a blunt way to describe catastrophic events that disrupt the normal flow of life. These scenarios can range from natural disasters and economic collapses to, more relevantly for our discussion, citywide power outages. The idea is simple but chilling. When things go terribly wrong, you need to be prepared. Urban preppers and their unique challenges. Urban preppers are individuals living in city environments who take proactive steps to prepare for emergencies. Unlike their rural counterparts, urban preppers face unique challenges during power outages. High population density, limited space for storing supplies, and dependency on city infrastructure make urban preparedness particularly complex. In a power outage, everything from communication systems to water supply can be compromised, requiring a different set of strategies compared to rural areas. Purpose of the report. The purpose of this report is to provide comprehensive guidance on preparing for and managing power outages, specifically in urban areas. With increasing urbanization, the number of people vulnerable to such disruptions is rising. Our objective is to equip city dwellers with the knowledge and tools they need to navigate these challenging situations effectively. Importance and relevance of power outage. Preparedness. Power outages are not just a nuisance. They can be life-threatening, especially in densely populated urban settings. Recent events like Hurricane Sandy and the Texas freeze have shown how quickly urban areas can descend into chaos without electricity. The statistics are alarming. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, power outages cost the U.S. economy up to $150 billion annually. As cities grow and become more reliant on technology, the need for robust preparedness plans becomes ever more critical. This report aims to address this urgent need by offering practical, actionable advice for urban preppers. In this dossier, you'll find everything from identifying potential risks and creating emergency kits to building community networks and developing evacuation plans. Whether you're a seasoned prepper or just starting out, this guide will help you turn the concept of preparedness into a concrete action plan, ensuring that you and your loved ones are ready to face whatever comes your way. Understanding power outages. Causes and potential impacts of power outages in urban settings. Power outages in urban areas can be caused by a variety of factors, each with the potential to disrupt daily life significantly. Natural disasters like hurricanes, earthquakes, and snowstorms are some of the usual suspects. These events can damage power lines and infrastructure, leading to widespread blackouts. Human activities also play a role. For instance, construction accidents, system overloads, and cyber attacks can all result in power failures. Let's not forget aging infrastructure. Many urban grids are old and can falter under stress, much like your Wi-Fi during a Netflix binge. The impacts of power outages in a city can be profound. First off, there's the immediate inconvenience. No lights, no heating or cooling, and a sudden plunge into silence as all electronic devices go dark. More critically, essential services like hospitals, public transportation, and communication networks can be severely affected. A lack of refrigeration can spoil food and medicine, while water supply systems dependent on electric pumps may also fail. In essence, a power outage can turn a bustling urban environment into a gridlocked version of the Stone Age. Historical examples and patterns of urban power outages. Looking back at history, we find several notable instances of urban power outages that highlight both the causes and consequences of such events. Take the Northeast blackout of 2003, for example. Triggered by a software bug in the alarm system of an Ohio-based control room, this blackout affected approximately 50 million people across 8 U.S. states and parts of Canada. It lasted up to 2 days in some areas and led to significant economic losses, not to mention the sheer chaos of navigating a city plunged into darkness. Another instance is the more recent Texas freeze of 2021, which left millions without power for days during a severe winter storm. The state's independent power grid was unprepared for the extreme cold, leading to frozen natural gas pipelines and offline power plants. This event underscored the vulnerability of even modern urban infrastructures to unexpected weather patterns. Patterns in these outages often reveal a few common threads: overloaded systems during peak usage times, insufficient investment in infrastructure upgrades, and inadequate emergency preparedness plans are recurring themes. As cities grow and technology advances, the demand on power grids increases, making it all the more crucial to understand and prepare for these disruptions. By examining these historical examples, we can glean valuable lessons on the importance of robust infrastructure, proactive maintenance, and comprehensive emergency planning. After all, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it, preferably not in the dark. Immediate actions during a power outage. Steps to take immediately when a power outage occurs. First things first, stay calm. Power outages can be disorienting, but panicking won't help anyone. Instead, follow these practical steps to ensure you and your loved ones remain safe and secure. Safety measures. Your primary concern should be safety. If the power outage happens at night, grab a flashlight, preferably one with fresh batteries. Candles might seem like a quaint option, but they're also a fire hazard. Check for any immediate dangers, such as downed power lines outside or electrical surges that could fry your appliances. Unplug sensitive electronics to prevent damage when the power comes back on, and switch off all lights except one so you'll know when the power is restored. Securing perishable items. Food preservation becomes critical during a power outage. Your fridge and freezer can keep food cold for several hours if you keep the doors closed. A full freezer can maintain its temperature for about 48 hours, while a half-full one lasts about 24 hours. Consider spacing out your fridge and freezer checks to conserve the cool air. If it looks like the outage will last more than a few hours, group perishable items together to maintain a lower temperature for longer. And for the love of all things edible, avoid opening the fridge door repeatedly. It's not a vending machine. Communication practices. Staying connected is crucial, especially in a city where the situation can change rapidly. Use your phone sparingly to conserve battery life. Text messages may go through easier than calls if the network is congested. Keep a battery-powered or hand-crank radio handy for updates from local authorities. If you have neighbors, check in with them to ensure everyone is safe and informed. Establishing a quick communication routine can provide both information and reassurance during uncertain times. Additional precautions. If you rely on medical devices that need power, immediately switch to battery backups or alternative solutions you've prepared in advance. For those who have pets, ensure they are safe, fed, and comfortable, as they can be just as affected by the sudden change in environment. Remember, the key to handling a power outage effectively is preparation and staying level-headed. By taking these immediate actions, you'll safeguard your home, keep your food fresh, and stay in the loop, all while maintaining a semblance of normalcy in an otherwise chaotic situation. Essential supplies and equipment. Detailing the essentials. When it comes to surviving a power outage in an urban environment, having the right supplies and equipment is crucial. Think of it as your emergency toolkit. Each item plays a vital role in keeping you safe, comfortable, and sane when the lights go out. Flashlights and batteries. First on the list are flashlights and batteries. Not only do they provide immediate light, but they also help prevent accidents in the dark. Opt for LED flashlights, which are energy efficient and have a longer lifespan. Stock up on plenty of extra batteries and consider rechargeable ones with a solar charger as a backup. Flashlights with multiple settings, including a strobe function, can be particularly useful for signaling during emergencies. Non-perishable food. Next, let's talk food. Non-perishable items are your best friends during an outage. canned goods, dried fruits, nuts, and energy bars are all excellent choices. They're easy to store, have long shelf lives, and require no cooking. A manual can opener is a must. No one wants to wrestle with a can of beans using a butter knife. Aim to have at least a week's supply of food for each person in your household. Water. Water is essential, and not just for drinking. You'll need it for cooking, cleaning, and hygiene. Store at least 1 gallon per person per day with a minimum 3-day supply. Consider investing in water purification tablets or a portable water filter as well. In a pinch, these can turn questionable water sources into something safe to drink. Medical supplies and first aid kit. A well-stocked first aid kit is indispensable. Include basics like bandages, antiseptic wipes, pain relievers, and prescription medications. Don't forget to add items specific to your family's needs, such as allergy meds or spare glasses. A good first aid book can also be invaluable when professional medical help is not immediately available. Backup power sources. Backup power sources like portable generators or power banks can keep essential electronics running. Generators should be used with caution and always outdoors to avoid carbon monoxide poisoning. Solar chargers for phones and other small devices are also a smart addition. They harness the sun, which, unlike the grid, rarely goes offline. Sanitation and personal hygiene. Maintaining hygiene can be challenging without running water. Stock up on items like hand sanitizers, moist towelettes, and garbage bags. Portable camping toilets or even a simple bucket with a lid can serve as emergency sanitation solutions. Don't forget toilet paper or its more rustic cousin, the trusty wet wipe. Warmth and clothing. If a power outage strikes during colder months, staying warm becomes a priority. Have ample blankets, sleeping bags, and warm clothing on hand. Thermal underwear, wool socks, and hats can make a big difference. For added warmth, consider using emergency blankets. They're lightweight and designed to retain body heat. Multi-tool and manual tools. A good multi-tool can be worth its weight in gold. Whether you need to cut, saw, or open something, this handy gadget has you covered. Additionally, manual tools like wrenches, screwdrivers, and pliers are essential for any quick fixes that may arise. Communication devices. Staying informed is key. A battery-powered or hand-crank radio ensures you receive news and updates, even if your phone dies. Walkie-talkies can be useful for communicating with family members or neighbors when the cell network is down. By assembling these essential supplies and equipment, you're not just prepping for a power outage, you're setting the stage for a smoother, safer experience. Remember, preparation isn't about anticipating every possible scenario. It's about being ready for the most likely ones. With the right gear, you can weather the storm and the blackout with confidence. Alternative power sources. Highlighting alternative power sources. When the grid goes down, having alternative power sources is like discovering the last cookie in the jar. Unexpectedly delightful and utterly essential. Let's dive into some reliable options that can keep your household running smoothly during a power outage. Generators. Generators are the heavy hitters of backup power. They come in various sizes and capacities, from portable units to whole house systems. For urban dwellers, a portable generator is often the most practical choice. These units can power essential appliances like refrigerators, lights, and even small heaters. When selecting a generator, consider the wattage you'll need. A 5,000-watt generator can cover most basic needs, but make sure to add up the wattage of all devices you plan to run simultaneously. Safety is paramount when using generators. Always operate them outdoors and away from windows to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. Keep them dry and never refuel a hot generator. Regular maintenance, such as checking oil levels and running the generator periodically, ensures it'll be ready when you need it. And maybe teach it a trick or two, like staying put during a storm. Solar panels. For those who like their power with a side of green, solar panels are an excellent choice. They harness the sun's energy, which is both renewable and, fortunately, abundant. While installing a full solar power system can be pricey, there are smaller, more affordable setups designed for emergency situations. Portable solar panels paired with a battery storage system can keep your phones, laptops, and other small devices charged. When selecting solar panels, look for efficiency ratings and ensure they have enough capacity to meet your needs. Maintenance is relatively simple. Keep the panels clean and positioned for optimal sunlight exposure. Solar panels are like your geeky cousin. They don't demand much but can deliver surprising results given the right conditions. Battery backups. Battery backups, also known as uninterruptible power supplies, UPS, are another smart option for short-term outages. They provide instant power to connected devices when the grid fails, making them ideal for keeping essential electronics operational. UPS systems vary in size, from small units suitable for computers to larger ones that can handle multiple appliances. Choosing the right battery backup involves considering the total load it needs to support and the duration of intended use. Lithium-ion batteries are a popular choice due to their long lifespan and efficiency. Regular checks and occasional discharges and recharges help maintain battery health. Think of them as the marathon runners of the power world. They're in it for the long haul. Tips for selection and maintenance. Selecting the right alternative power source depends on your specific needs and circumstances. Here are some tips to guide your decision. Assess your power needs. Make a list of essential devices and their power requirements. This helps determine the capacity needed. Consider space and storage. Urban settings often mean limited space. Choose compact, efficient solutions that fit your environment. Budget. Wisely, balance initial costs against long-term benefits. Sometimes, spending a bit more upfront saves money and headaches later. Prioritize safety. Follow manufacturer guidelines for installation and use. Invest in safety features like carbon monoxide detectors if using generators. Regular maintenance. Schedule routine checks and servicing for your equipment. This ensures everything works when you need it most. By integrating these alternative power sources into your preparedness plan, you can navigate power outages with confidence. Not only will you keep the lights on, but you'll also maintain a semblance of normalcy amidst the chaos. Because when the chips are down and the power is out, a little preparation goes a long way. Home preparedness and safety tips. Making homes more resilient to power outages. Insulating homes. First off, insulation is your best friend. Properly insulated homes retain heat during the winter and stay cool in the summer. Seal gaps around windows and doors using weather stripping or caulking. Insulating your attic can also prevent heat loss. Think of it as putting a cozy, invisible blanket over your home. Comfy and energy efficient. When the power goes out, your home should transform from a modern marvel into an efficient, resilient sanctuary. Here's how to make that happen without turning into a survivalist caricature. Maintaining temperature. Temperature control becomes crucial when the HVAC system is offline. In colder months, close off unused rooms to conserve heat. Use thick curtains to trap warmth inside and consider investing in thermal blankets. Portable propane heaters can be a lifesaver, but use them with caution and adequate ventilation. During hot weather, keep the house cool by blocking sunlight with shades or reflective window covers. Open windows at night to let in cooler air and use battery-powered fans to circulate it. Staying hydrated and wearing light clothing can also help you adapt to higher temperatures. Securing appliances. Power outages can damage appliances through power surges when the electricity returns. Unplug sensitive electronics like computers, TVs, and microwaves. Using surge protectors can add an extra layer of security. For refrigerators and freezers, a surge protector with a delay timer can prevent immediate reconnection, reducing the risk of a power surge. Additionally, consider securing heavy appliances like water heaters and stoves, especially if you live in an earthquake-prone area. These measures not only protect your gear, but also ensure your home remains safe and functional during an outage. Communication and staying informed. Staying informed during a power outage. In the midst of a blackout, staying informed is as vital as having enough snacks to last the duration. Reliable communication tools and information sources can make all the difference. Communication tools. A battery-powered or hand crank radio is a classic yet effective tool for receiving updates from local authorities. If you want to go high-tech, invest in a solar-powered radio. Smartphones, while useful, can drain quickly. Keep portable chargers or power banks handy. Walkie-talkies are another great option for short-range communication with family members or neighbors. Information sources. Stick to credible sources for information. Local news stations, government advisories, and official social media accounts often provide timely and accurate updates. Apps like FEMA and the Red Cross offer real-time alerts and resources. Remember, reliable information helps you make informed decisions and avoid unnecessary panic. Community support and mutual aid. Building community networks for support. No one thrives alone during a crisis. Community support can turn a grim scenario into a manageable one. Building networks with neighbors ensures mutual aid and collective resilience. Organizing and coordinating with neighbors. Start by getting to know your neighbors, yes, even the ones who never return your lawnmower. Exchange contact information and establish a communication plan for emergencies. Share resources like generators, food, and tools. Create a neighborhood watch program to enhance security and coordinate efforts. Organizing community meetings to discuss preparedness plans can also be beneficial. Develop a list of skills within the community, such as medical training, mechanical expertise, or gardening knowledge. Assign roles and responsibilities to ensure everyone knows their part during an emergency. In conclusion, home preparedness and community support are the twin pillars of resilience during a power outage. By taking practical steps to insulate and secure your home, staying informed with reliable communication tools, and fostering a supportive network with your neighbors, you'll be well equipped to handle whatever comes your way. And maybe, just maybe, you'll find some humor and camaraderie in the shared experience. Conclusion. Summarizing key findings. Throughout this report, we've explored the multifaceted world of urban power outage preparedness with a blend of dry wit and actionable advice. We began by understanding the causes and impacts of power outages in urban settings, highlighting the unique challenges faced by city dwellers. Historical examples like the Northeast blackout of 2003 and the Texas freeze of 2021 underscored the importance of preparation. We then delved into immediate actions to take during a power outage, emphasizing safety measures, securing perishable items, and establishing reliable communication practices. Essential supplies and equipment, from flashlights and batteries to non-perishable food and water, were identified as crucial components of a well-rounded emergency kit. The report also covered alternative power sources such as generators, solar panels, and battery backups, providing tips on selection, maintenance, and safe usage. Home preparedness strategies focused on insulation, temperature control, and securing appliances to enhance resilience. Communication tools and information sources were highlighted to ensure you stay informed during an outage. Finally, we touched on the significance of community support and mutual aid, offering practical advice on organizing and coordinating with neighbors for a collective response to emergencies. Implications and recommendations. The findings of this report emphasize the need for a comprehensive and proactive approach to power outage preparedness in urban environments. Key recommendations include investing in essential supplies. Ensure you have a well-stocked emergency kit tailored to your household's needs. Regularly check and update your supplies to keep them in good condition. Exploring alternative power sources. Consider investing in generators, solar panels, or battery backups to provide reliable power during outages. Prioritize safety and regular maintenance to ensure they function correctly when needed. Enhancing home preparedness. Take steps to insulate your home and maintain temperature during outages. Secure appliances to prevent damage from power surges. Staying informed. Utilize reliable communication tools and information sources to stay updated during an outage. Establish a communication plan with family members and neighbors. Building community networks. Foster connections with your neighbors to create a supportive network for mutual aid during emergencies. Share resources, skills, and responsibilities to enhance collective resilience. Final thoughts. In conclusion, preparing for urban power outages is not just about surviving, it's about thriving amidst adversity with a bit of humor and a lot of practicality. By taking a proactive approach and following the actionable advice provided in this report, you can transform potential chaos into manageable challenges. Remember, preparation isn't about living in fear, but being ready to face whatever comes your way with confidence and maybe even a chuckle. So, stock up, stay informed, and connect with your community. When the lights go out, you'll be ready to shine.